This is the Aviat Merli of the 11th of May, 2025. Original date, the 7th of March, 2005. To keep the fast of complete purity and surrender the consciousness of I means to celebrate Shiv Jayanti. Today, Father Shiva has especially come to celebrate the birthday of his Saligram children. You children have come to celebrate the Father's birthday, and Bap Dada has come to celebrate the children's birthday, because the Father has a lot of love for you children. As soon as the Father incarnates, he creates this sacrificial fire. And a sacrificial fire cannot be completed without Brahmins. This is why this birthday is alaukik, unique and lovely. There has never been any other birthday throughout the whole cycle where the birthday of the Father and the children is on the same day, nor can it ever be possible. The Father is incorporeal. On the one hand, he is incorporeal, and on the other hand, you celebrate his birthday. It is Father Shiva alone who does not have a body of his own, and this is why he incarnates in the body of Father Brahma, and it is this incarnation that you celebrate in the form of a birthday. So have all of you come to celebrate the Father's birthday or your own birthday? Have you come to give congratulations or to receive congratulations? This is the promise of remaining together made by the children to the Father. Now, at the confluence age, you have the combined company. Your incarnation is at the same time. You are carrying out the task of transformation together, and you are also returning home, supreme abode, together. This is the form of the love of the Father and the children. Devotees also celebrate Shiv Jayanti, but they simply call out and sing songs. You don't call out. Your celebration means to become equal. To celebrate means keep flying with constant zeal and enthusiasm. That is why this is called a festival. A festival means to maintain enthusiasm. So you are constantly celebrating, that is, you constantly maintain your enthusiasm, do you not? Is it all the time or only sometimes? In fact, the breath of Brahmin life is zeal and enthusiasm. Just as you cannot stay without breathing, in the same way, without zeal and enthusiasm, Brahmin souls cannot stay in Brahmin life. You experience this, do you not? Look, you have especially come running from so far away just to celebrate this birthday. Bap Dada isn't as happy about his own birthday as he is about the birthdays of you children. This is why Bap Dada is giving each one of you children platefuls of multi-million-fold happiness and congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. On this day, Bap Dada is also remembering the true devotees a great deal. They keep a fast for just one day, whereas you keep a fast of complete purity for your whole life. They keep a fast of food, and you also keep a fast of the food of the mind, that is, of waste thoughts, negative thoughts, and impure thoughts. You have kept a firm fast, have you not? The double foreigners are sitting at the front. Kumars, speak. Have you kept your fast firm? Is it firm? It's not weak, is it? Maya is also listening. All of you are waving your flags, and Maya is watching you waving your flags. When you keep a fast of definitely having to become pure, it means you have to make your attitude elevated. As is your attitude, so is your vision, and your actions automatically become like that. So you have kept such a fast, have you not? A pure and clean attitude, pure and clean vision. When you look at one another, what do you look at? Do you look at the face or at the sparkling soul in the centre of the forehead? One child said that when he has to speak to others or when he has to do something, he has to do that while looking at the face, and that the vision goes towards that person's eyes. However, sometimes, on seeing the face, your attitude changes a little. Bapdada says, together with the eyes, there is also the forehead. So can you not speak to the soul whilst looking at the centre of the forehead? Now Bapdada is sitting in front of you, so can you tell whether he is looking at your eyes or at your forehead? They are both together. So look at the face, but look at the sparkling star in the centre of the forehead on the face. Therefore, keep this fast. You are keeping this fast, but now pay more attention. You have to speak while looking at the soul. The soul is speaking to the soul. The soul is looking at the soul. Your attitude will then always remain pure, and along with that, the other benefit is that as is your attitude, so is the atmosphere that is created. By creating an elevated atmosphere, as well as making your own effort, you also do service. So that is double benefit, is it not? Create such an elevated attitude that no matter how vicious or impure someone may be, he is transformed by the atmosphere created by your attitude. Let there constantly be this fast in your awareness and in your form. Nowadays, Bapdada is looking at the children's charts. Instead of creating the atmosphere with your own attitude, sometimes the children become influenced by the atmosphere created by others. What is the reason for that? In their heart-to-heart conversations, children say very sweet things. They say, I like that one's speciality. I receive a lot of cooperation from that one. However, that speciality is a gift from God. Whatever attainments and specialities you have in Brahmin life, they are Prabhu Prasad, an offering from God, Prabhu. They are God's gifts. So you forget the bestower and you remember the ones who are the receivers. Prasad, holy offering, is never anyone's personal possession. This is called Prabhu Prasad. It is not said to be the Prasad of so-and-so. You receive cooperation and that is good. But at least do not forget the bestower who enables you to receive cooperation. So, are you keeping a firm fast for this birthday? Has your attitude changed? Complete purity. This is keeping a real fast and making a promise. So check. You are keeping the fast of the big, gross vices, but are you free from their little children? Generally, householders have more love for their grandchildren than for their children. You mothers have love for them, do you not? So you have conquered the big forms, but their little subtle forms do not attack you, do they? For instance, some say, I am not attracted, but I do like it. I like that thing more, but I am not attracted to it. Why do you especially like it? So check that there aren't any traces of impurity left in little forms, because a whole progeny can sometimes be created from a trace. When any vice comes, whether in a big form or a small form, there is just one word that causes it, and that one word is I, the I of body consciousness. Through this one word, I, there is arrogance, or if there isn't full arrogance, then there is anger. Because the sign of arrogance is that that one is unable to tolerate even one word of an insult, and he therefore gets angry. So devotees offer a sacrifice. But on this day, whatever limited consciousness of I you have, sacrifice that to the Father and finish it. Do not think, I have to do it anyway, I have to become that anyway. Do not think about doing it at some time in the future. You are powerful, so be powerful and finish it. It is not anything new. How many cycles and how many times have you become complete? Do you remember? It is not anything new. You have become that every cycle. You are becoming what you have already been. You simply have to repeat it. You have to create that which is already created. And this is why it is called the predestined drama. It is already created, and you just have to repeat it now. That is, you have to create it. Is this difficult or easy? Bap Dada believes that you have the blessings of the confluence age, easy effort. By having this blessing of easy effort in this birth, you will automatically attain an easy life for 21 births. Bap Dada has come to liberate every child from labouring. You have worked hard for 63 births. Therefore now, with God's love in this one birth, with love, become free from labouring. Where there is love, there is no labour. And where there is labour, there is no love. So Bap Dada is giving you the blessing of being an easy effort maker. And the way to become free is love. Love for the Father from your heart. Be absorbed in love, and the great tool, yantra for this, is the mantra of Man Above. So use this tool. You know how to use it, do you not? Bap Dada has seen how, through God's love at the confluence age, you have received so many powers and virtues, so much of this knowledge and happiness. Therefore, use all of these treasures and gifts from God at the right time. So, did you hear what Bapdada wants? For each child to be an easy effort maker, easy and also intense. Use determination. I have to become that. If I don't become that, who would? I was that, I am that, and I will be that every cycle. You definitely have to have such firm faith in yourself. Do not say that you will do it at some point. You definitely have to do it. It has to happen. It is already accomplished. Bapdada is pleased to see the children of this land and abroad. However, he is not just seeing you children who are personally in front of him. He is also seeing all the children everywhere, of this land and abroad. The majority of birthday greetings have come from everywhere abroad. Baba has received cards, emails, and also thoughts from the heart. The father sings songs of the children, and you also sing, do you not? Baba, you performed wonders. Therefore, the father also sings the song, you sweet children have performed wonders. Bapdada always says that you are sitting personally in front of Baba. But those who are sitting far away are sitting in Bapdada's heart. Today, in the thoughts of the children everywhere, there was just congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. This sound was reaching Bapdada's ears, and the thoughts were reaching his mind. These are not just cards. Cards are just in name. The letters are just in name. However, they are very great gifts, even greater than diamonds. All of you are listening and becoming pleased. So you have all celebrated your birthdays. Whether you are 2 years old or 1 year old or 1 week old, this is the birthday of the establishment of the Yagya. All Brahmins are residents of the Yagya. This is why Bapdada is giving all of you children lots and lots of love and remembrance from his heart, together with blessings. Constantly continue to be sustained with blessings and continue to fly. It is easy to give and receive blessings, is it not? Is it easy? Those who feel it is easy, raise your hands. Wave your flags. So, you don't let go of these blessings, do you? The easiest effort of all is to give blessings and receive blessings. Yoga is included in this. This knowledge is included in it. Dana is included in it. And service is also included in it. All four subjects are included in giving blessings and receiving blessings. So, double foreigners, it is easy to give and receive blessings, is it not? Is it easy? Those who have been in this knowledge for 20 years since you first came here, raise your hands. It is 20 years that you have been coming, but Bapdada is giving you all multi-million-fold congratulations. From how many countries have the children come? The answer came from 69 countries. Congratulations! You have come from 69 countries to celebrate the 69th birthday. It is very good. There wasn't any difficulty in coming here, was there? You came here easily, did you not? Where there is love, there is no labour. So what special blessing of today will you remember? Easy effort makers. Anything that is easy is done quickly. Work that requires a lot of effort is difficult and therefore takes time. So who are all of you? Easy effort makers. Say it, remember it. When you return to your countries, do not get engrossed in labouring. When you have any work to do that requires labour, then say from your heart, Baba, my Baba, and the labour will finish. Acha. You have now celebrated, have you not? The father celebrated, and all of you also celebrated. Acha. Can you do this drill in just a second now? You can do it, can you not? Acha. Babdada then conducted drill. To all you elevated children everywhere who constantly maintain zeal and enthusiasm. To all you easy effort-making children who have received the blessing of the confluence age. To those who say, I the soul, with the awareness of being a soul with the Father. To those who give all souls the cooperation of creating the atmosphere with their attitude. To such Master Almighty Authority children, Bapdada's love, remembrance, blessings, congratulations and namaste. To the double foreign senior sisters from abroad, all of you have made good effort. You have made groups and worked hard. Here the atmosphere is good, and there is also the power of the gathering. And in this way, everyone receives very good refreshments, and you become the instruments for that. It is good. You all live far away from one another, and so the power of the gathering is also very good. Such a big family gets together, and so, of course, each one's speciality makes an impact. You have made a good plan. Bapdada is pleased. You take the fragrance of everyone. They become happy, and you receive the blessings. It is good that all of you get together. You are able to exchange ideas with one another, and refreshment is also received. You like one another's specialities, and by your using them, the gathering also becomes good. This is good. Resident brothers and sisters of centres. There was a banner. We will keep the light of love and mercy ignited. You have had a very good thought. Have the vision of mercy for yourself. Have merciful vision for your companions. And also merciful vision for everyone else. God's love is a magnet. So you have the magnet of God's love. You can make any soul belong to the Father with this magnet of God's love. Bapdada especially gives blessings from his heart to all those who are living at the centres, because all of you have glorified Baba's name in the world. You have spread the name of Brahma Kumaris to every corner, have you not? And the thing Bapdada likes best of all is that just as you are double foreigners, you also carry out double jobs. The majority of you have a lokic job, and you also do an alokic job. Bapdada sees this, and Bapdada's TV is very big. There isn't such a big TV here. How you have class very quickly, how you have your breakfast standing up, and how you reach your workplace on time. You perform wonders. Seeing all of this, Bapdada continues to give you love from his heart. Very good. You have become instruments for service being done, and as a gift for being an instrument, the Father continues to give you special drishti. You have kept a very good aim. You are good, and you will remain good, and make others good. Blessing. May you make an economical budget of all your treasures and become a refined effort maker. In ordinary life, if you aren't economical in a family, the house cannot function well. In the same way, if the instrument children are not economical, the centre will not function well. Those are limited households, whereas this is an unlimited household. So you have to check how much extra you spend in terms of your thoughts, words, and powers. Those who make an economical budget of all their treasures and go about their lives accordingly are called refined effort makers. None of their thoughts, words, actions, or powers of this knowledge can go to waste. Slogan: become filled with the treasure of love, and give everyone love, and receive love. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. The power of purity makes you supremely worthy of worship. You transform this impure world with the power of purity. The power of purity cools down souls who are burning in the fires of vice. It liberates souls from the bondages of vice for many births. From the Copper Age onwards, this world has been supported a little on the basis of purity. Know the importance of this, and wear your crown of the light of purity. Om Shanti.